It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This was college.
Well, if I had one or two up in me, it's over with.
Yeah. It's amazing this song made it this far.
I know, man.
I mean, this is probably, what, 96, something like that.
Is?
Yeah, I was in college, so
that's
right around
that. That's a great
party
song, man. Oh, yeah. That's a good dance floor song, man.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Are you convinced the Eagles are going to be as good as they were last year this year? Yes or no? Ike, what do we think the Twitter response has been?
I'd say yes. I'd say yes. Let's go with... I've been off the last two times here. Let me get home in on a number. I'm going to go with yes. I'm going to go 64%.
How about this? 50-50.
50-50?
50-50.
Wow.
50-50 on Convince Me Wednesday.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes.
No offense to you. I love you. You know that.
Yeah, I know you love
me. It's a great question.
Yep.
But it's a little...
What?
When you're 14-3 and win the Super Bowl...
Isn't that the standard?
Yeah, but I know. Do they have to be 14-3?
Forget about
the Super Bowl aspect of it.
Forget about all of it.
Well,
good.
If they're 12-5, 13-14 with a harder record.
I'm saying
with a harder schedule.
I'm saying you were. That I saw Jack. Jack was waiting to cut.
Someone said hard.
He was waiting.
Idiot.
He was ready to press the button. I saw him freeze. You know what? I'm going to put record aside. I'm going to put Super Bowl aside.
Okay.
I'm going to say not as good. Not as good.
What does that mean?
They're not going to be as good. They've lost too much. They lost the tush push. They lost all these players. They lost our offensive coordinator. Not as good.
Here's what I'm saying is.
Yeah.
Is there any team that's been as good after they won the Super Bowl? In other words, so isn't this more or less status quo?
That they won't be as good?
When the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, they weren't as good as they were the year before. They still made it back to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure in history there have been.
Well, I just gave you the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They weren't as good as the team that won before.
Yeah, that's true.
But they still made it back to the Super Bowl.
Back to the Super Bowl, right. I think the difference between the Eagles and the rest of the NFC, probably not as great as the difference between the Chiefs and the rest of the league at that time, is what I would say.
All right.
That Chiefs team was pretty outstanding.
Yeah.
When you're talking when they won, talking about last year.
Yeah, when they beat us. The year they
beat
us.
Right. Yep. They were not as good this year as they were the year before the year before that.
Yeah.
Yes, I would agree with you there.
All right.
215-592-9494. It is Convince Me Wednesday. You have to convince me the Eagles aren't going to be worse next year, because I think they are. And next question today, give us a great leading man in honor of the great Val Kilmer. OG Wade, you're on WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG.
Let me help you out here, Spikey.
Mm-hmm.
Listen,
mm-hmm.
Let's say this here. We were already good at the tush push, right?
Yes.
For the last four years.
Yes.
All right.
Right.
That's when we had Miles Sanders pushing and Swift pushing. So basically, you're telling me that we were only successful because we had Miles Sanders and Swift doing the push?
Boy, I'm not following. I'm not following here.
But my point is this here.
Yeah.
The only thing that's going to change with the tush push is that Saquon's not going to be able to push Jalen.
Right.
Goddard was the main one. He's not going to be here.
Yeah.
No, Goddard don't push.
Oh, yeah, we're going to lose Goddard, too. We're going to lose Goddard, too. Right. Just throw that on there.
It don't matter.
Goddard won us two games this year.
Okay, but Goddard missed 7 games. So basically, he lost us all the games that we did. How about that one?
Yeah, damn good logic, OJ.
And Saquon didn't even push Jalen. What are you talking about?
Saquon's everybody that watches the tush push. You can see Saquon's the one that pushes the tush.
Mm.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that they've taken out. They're not saying you can't run it. They saying that
they're gonna change the rules the way you can't push him in.
Yeah, you can't. It's gone. It's gonna be gone. They're gonna change the rules enough.
Hold on, Spike. My point is, we're still going to run it. The running back is just not going to be able to push.
Yeah. Then it's not the tush push. I feel like I'm going insane. If you can't push the quarterback, the play is different. It's not the same play.
No, it's not. And I'm trying to tell you, with Jalen Hurts' strength, that's not the case. The running back pushing him only makes us get 2 and 3 yards rather than the inch that we needed.
No. Well, sometimes it's not an inch.
So both of y'all are correct in my opinion here. Obviously, you can't push him, it's a different play.
That's what they're fighting for.
But OG is pretty much saying it's not going to make a difference.
Well, then why do they do it and why are they fighting for it?
Because it helps.
Well, then it does make a difference. I'm going insane. Of course it makes a difference. OG, you're breaking my brain here. The entire league is trying to get them not to push. The league itself is trying to get them not to push. The owner, the general manager, and the coach are fighting to push. And you're telling me, and you just admitted that it helps. What are we talking about? Of course it matters.
Let me help you not break your brain, okay? Because I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, right.
But my point to you is this here, Spike.
Yeah.
Is that the owners are fighting whatever in terms of our owners and our coaches is because no one likes for something to be taken away from you because you do it better than everybody else. But the thing is, and the other ones is complaining because they don't know they know they can't beat the Eagles any other way. So you're just talking about something that really is about nothing, because at the end of the day, we're still going to run the damn play. We're just not going to have Saquon pushing, and we're still going to be successful.
Am I insane? Am I going crazy here?
Your thought process, or it feels this way, is if you feel like they can't convert 4th-and-1 or 3rd-and-1 without the push.
Well,
he's saying it doesn't matter if they have the push or not. They're still going to be able to convert.
Well, if that's what he was saying, that would be fine. But he's saying it's the same play. They just won't be able to push. Without the push, it's not the same play.
Well, he's still saying you're going to get the same results. Is his point.
I'm not sure that we'll get the same results. And if we would get the same results, I don't know why they'd be doing all of this if we would just get the same results.
Here's what they, because Spike, it's a lot of things that the people don't really know and that people are trying to. Jalen Hurts is evolving this game. Jalen Hurts is the reason why we are successful at the tush push. It's not the damn running back, is what I'm trying to say to you. But everybody.
It has nothing to do with the offensive line, I guess, too.
Yes, it has a lot to do with that. That's a part of it. But I'm saying, if you don't have a quarterback that is as strong as Jalen Hurts, you're not getting that.
So why was Tom Brady able to be good at a quarterback sneak, even though he wasn't as physically strong as Jalen Hurts is?
Because he was, because he was more experienced, and what he's doing is he's what they call picking and choosing. Okay. He's picking and choosing where he wants to go with it. That's all. And we would do the same thing if they said we can't even line up in the formation. Remember, we were still getting – we were even being successful at the quarterback sneak before even what's the name even came here. We were doing that.
Can I just give you something honest? This is just you and me. I'm going to take us off air for a second. Your calls haven't been nearly as good since the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
And you know what's like, it's because you can't digest the fact that we won the Super Bowl.
I can.
And you can't accept the fact that Jalen is better than all of the quarterbacks that you tried to put in front of you.
All right.
Now that you can't do it anymore, you're losing your brain.
All right. I didn't even bring up Jalen in the open. Had nothing to none of this has anything to do with Jalen. They lost five important defensive players. They lost the right guard. They lost their short yardage play. They lost they're losing their starting tight end. The whole premise was, are they going to be as good next year? And you told me the tush push will be exactly the same, except for they're not going to do the thing in the play that they're trying to ban. Why don't you give us a great leading man?
Hold on.
What?
With Mekhi Becton, right?
Yes.
Were we a good offensive line before Mekhi Becton?
Yes.
So you think we're not going to be as good?
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. It's not what I said. Give us a great leading man.
Isn't that what he's saying?
No, it's not what I said. It's not what I said.
Okay.
I said, if you would listen instead of just yapping away, I said every one of these things is not a huge deal in and of itself. It is the combination of all of them. That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't say the loss. Clearly, the loss of Mekhi Becton alone does not make them significantly worse. I'm saying it is the combination of all of these things. Will you give us a great leading man, please?
It's OG Wade.
Waiting to get to that part. Sean McVay,
yes.
who we discussed with Corey from Columbus, weighed in on the tush push as to why, what he thinks of it and its potential banning.
I don't believe in taking something out because they do it better than anybody else. And I told both John and Howie that when we were talking yesterday. What I don't like is the optics of that play. It looks like a rugby scrum. And there are some health and safety things, which those things exist in short yardage and goal line situations as well. So I'm kind of conflicted because you don't want to be a hater because they do it better than anybody else. So I don't agree with that. But I also wish we didn't let the play in the first place in regards to just the optics of what it looks like. Doesn't look like football to me.
It doesn't look like football. So.
Well, it doesn't.
I guess. I mean, it looks more like football than any other sport. It doesn't look like
other, like basketball or baseball.
Yeah,
it's more like football than it does baseball.
Well,
yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a bunch of ugly plays.
I mean, rugby looks like football too.
Yeah. Quarterback sneak doesn't aesthetically look very good.
This play wasn't being run by the Eagles, and it was being run by someone else. Everyone in this town would be opposed to this play.
This is because I bleed green. I don't know about you.
It's not about bleeding green.
It is.
I'm simply saying, if this play was being ran by another team,
yeah,
by another team, we would be opposed to this play.
Maybe. Yes.
No, there's no
but
doubt
it's not.
In my mind we would be.
But it's not, and we would be wrong.
We
would be babies.
Well, that's fine. And listen, that's all fine.
Yeah.
I'm just simply saying, I think we're babies for whining about the fact it may get taken away. Now,
what?
That's where we turn into babies. That's where I want the Eagles. They've already voiced their opinion on this whole matter. There's no need to keep whining about if they take it away, it's not fair, this and that and the other. When you're the Super Bowl champions, buck up. I would take offense to people thinking that I need this play as a crutch. As good as my offensive line coach is, as good as my offensive line is, I got a 2,000-yard running back in the backfield. I got a quarterback to squat 600 pounds, and I'm going to sit around and whine that I can't push my guy forward. As if that's going to stop us from winning football games.
Yes, we should
whine. I'm embarrassed by that. I'm embarrassed by that. We've already stated how we feel about it. We know it's a bunch of haters around the league. Now just let it play itself out. If they're going to conspire against this team to get the play out of here, then you know what? Shove it up their tush that we're gonna run it down your throat this year with Saquon. You don't want the tush push, then guess what? You're going to get these running backs. You're going to get 30 points put up on you. You know when the Patriots got caught with Spygate and all of that? You know what Belichick did? He ran the score up on every team they faced. Oh, you think we can't win without video or this and that and the other? Then we're going to go 18-0 and run the score upon you like it's college. Now, they lost in the Super Bowl. My point is that those players took offense to it being a perception that they didn't go out there and win on the field with their play, that they needed electronics. They needed video in order to win. So what they did that year was blew every team out legally. No videos or any of that.
Same with Brady with the deflated footballs. He came back and won MVP.
Yes, but they fought to do those things. To say that we shouldn't fight to keep the play that we're good at is crazy. They should keep fighting.
My point is continuing to whine about it makes us look like we need it as a crutch. I'd rather us say, you know what? Take it away. We're still going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
It don't
even matter. We're just so tough. We shouldn't keep our good play.
I'm just telling
you. We're the toughest.
That's just the way I would look at it.
We shouldn't keep our good play. We should, you know.
Like, I wouldn't be a player sitting around here whining that, oh, man, they're trying to take the tush push away from us. What are we going to do? Like, I wouldn't do that.
Well, nobody's saying what are we going to do, but we should fight to keep what we've developed.
Did.
They should keep fighting.
They won the Super Bowl.
Shut up, you.
They won the Super Bowl. No, he's right. He's right.
He's never right.
They just won the Super Bowl.
All right.
They just literally won the Super Bowl.
Ike hasn't convinced me of anything, but I'm going to convince you to go to Colonial Hyundai. The time is right now. Stop waiting. They're going to make everything faster, easier, and better. You've heard me tell you that the car czar, John Ashdale, is committed to doing that. The staff at Colonial committed. The brand new dealership committed. More cars on the lot than you could even know what to do with. Over 200 brand new Hyundais. You want an Ioniq, the EV, the 6 or the 5, they got that. You want the Palisade, they've got that. You want the Kona, they've got that. And they're going to do whatever you need to do, whatever your issue is, whether it's your budget, whether it's your financing, whether it's your trade-in. They have huge trade-in incentives. Some of the best financing you can get anywhere. The time is now. Rates as low as 0%. Stop going to other places that aren't committed to making the process faster, easier, and better. Online, 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Can I ask you a question, though?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been holding in that tush push thing? Because it felt like an explosion.
No.
Right there, the stop whining.
Well, that's because you've been whining a lot.
Oh, me?
Well, not him. Everyone's been whining about it.
Well, and everybody else.
Well, it's like Howie's standing up. I envision Howie on a pedestal in front of all the people being like, we need to do it. We got to have it.
You guys insulting the owner, Jeffrey Lurie. Mr. Lurie was whining about it yesterday, too.
Stop being so dramatic.
My point is that they've already stated their case as to why they should be allowed. We all agree with it. It's not illegal. They're not doing anything illegal. But the moaning and groaning about if they take it away, that's what I can't take. That's what I can't take anymore. We're the freaking Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles. What are we doing?
I just don't want another thing taken away from me. I had my starting.
It's a freaking quarterback.
I had my starting.
They're gonna be
shut
fine.
Up.
They won. They were 92% in 2021.
Jack,
my
you've
God.
Already said. You've already said they're gonna win 10 games next year.
Yeah, because
so
I know this
stop what
team.
They're gonna be fine.
They're gonna be playing about another play. Yeah, they're gonna be playing.
They lost their starting cornerback, their starting safety, their starting edge, their second best tackle.
Yeah, I know.
Their second best linebacker, their starting tight end, and now their go-to short yardage play. And everybody's like, everything's gonna be fine.
I agree with you. On that, I'm talking about the individual play is not going to ruin next year. They were 92% in 2021 on regular ass quarterback sneaks.
So why do they want to do this?
I don't know. I want them to grow up and get over it. It's like, who cares? Who cares?
You just don't want Jalen to get any time touchdowns.
How much more breaks does he need?
Okay, all right.
I want those to continue.
Yeah.
Well, no, we don't, because the odds are out of control. Like, we know this. We're on AJ Dillon next year.
That is true, yes.
And Saquon's not a good short yardage back.
All right. 215-592-9494. Dan in Westchester. You're on WIP.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Dan.
What's up, Dan? This tush push is driving everybody crazy.
Why'd you say Dan like that? We don't even know Dan.
No, it wasn't nice about Dan. Dan, I'm sorry. That was focused on Jack, and it was focused on Ike.
Take me out to the ball game. What are you doing? Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I have something for all three of you.
Yeah.
And they're very simple. First of all, Ike,
yes.
You deserve a medal because you always have, you're never afraid to state a contrary opinion and go with it. And I'm going to say something right now. What if Jeffrey Lurie stood up tomorrow and said, you know what? Screw the NFL. We're never going to run the tush-push again.
Oh, brave. We shouldn't. We're going to show everyone by not running our good play.
And they're going to kick everybody's ass, like Ike said.
Exactly.
Like Ike said, yeah.
And in 2017, guess what energized the Eagles?
Being underdogs.
Being underdogs and no respect. And they said, okay, fine. You want to respect us? We're going to kick everybody's ass on the way to the Super Bowl. And they did.
Yep.
Yes, Spike.
I hope your dad's okay, Spike. I like
He's doing good. Yeah, he's
Ooh,
fine.
Boy.
The argument between my wife. Every time he came, because my wife, I loved the content that he had. Such great insight.
Wow.
He didn't like the method of delivery. And so,
well,
okay.
Yeah, I would say, I might side with your wife occasionally on that one. But why don't you give us, Dan, give us a great leading man.
Fritz, what is the difference between Great Britain and the United Kingdom?
That's a damn good question. One's a country, one's the island?
Huh?
Nope, not even close, hey, right?
I think you were on the other day and you said that the United Kingdom was England, Wales, Scotland,
yep.
Northern Ireland,
yep.
and Ireland.
Thank you, yep, nailed it.
Yeah, Ireland's not part of it.
All right.
You're right. One is the island. The island of Great Britain, which does not include Northern Ireland.
Is this leading man related?
Well, it could be.
Okay.
Anyway, I don't think the tush push is going to get banned. I think there's enough owners that are into fairness, and you don't need a lot of them. And I don't think that Goodell is powerful enough to push through fairness, but that's just my opinion. I think the Eagles will probably win 12 to 14 games next year, but they'll still be formidable.
Will they be worse?
They're going to be a little worse.
Okay, all right.
The defense is going to take some time to recover.
All right. Now that we've gone through what is actually in the United Kingdom, do you have a leading man for us for next question?
Yeah, I'd go with it was a great movie, in my opinion, and a great actor. Scent of a Woman, Al Pacino.
Al Pacino is a great
Pacino.
Leading man.
Pacino, no, Adam, he's not.
No, he's not. Adam Sandler's better.
He's.
Would you stop? With
Pacino
Adam
is a little overrated as a leading man.
Yeah.
I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, he he's got.
He got two good movies.
Scarface.
Yep.
Scent of a Woman.
Okay.
I mean, that's a leading man performance.
Got an Oscar for it, so yeah, I can't say it's not a good movie. Yeah. It's not one of my favorites, but yeah.
Heat.
Hold on, and Heat. Yes.
Okay.
Hold on.
Any Given
I'm
Sunday?
I'm missing one.
That movie's terrible.
Yeah. I like
Any Given Sunday.
I like
good,
Any Given Sunday.
But I just don't like him as a coach.
Okay, that's fair.
But the movie was definitely a good
I liked
movie.
That Any Given Sunday. Yeah.
The movie was terrible. What are you
Sharks?
About
is that the team it was? It. The Sharks?
Sharks.
The
Sharks. A lot of guys was in that movie. T.O. was in that movie. Irvin Fryer was in that movie.
That movie was like I know it was in college.
L. Cool J.
That movie was kind of like the blue chips of football a little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that movie.
That's one of my favorite football movies.
Willie Beeman?
Yeah, Steaming
Willie Beeman.
Willie Beeman.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Jack in Ridley
LT?
Park.
LT was in
LT
that movie?
LT was in that?
Yeah, Lawrence Taylor was in that movie.
Jack, what's up?
Hey, man. What's up, guys?
What's up, Jack?
So listen, I'm a huge fan of the Tush Push, but if it goes away, I don't care. Mm. Eagles are going to do fine without it. They still have the best offensive line in football.
Mm-hmm.
So no worries. And Ike, I'm with you 100%.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And you don't worry that along with all the personnel they've lost, they're going to lose Goddard most likely. I think we all agree.
I want to shove it down their throat.
Okay. There it is.
Down their throat with right. or without the Tush Push.
Okay. There we go. See, I got to get the people back in the right frame of mind, man. What are we doing here?
No, we need
Spike, to. You're trying to lead a brigade that. I mean, my goodness, what are you guys fighting with?
We got to go back to our roots.
Slingshots?
Which is whining that everybody hates us. You know, the last caller said, Dan, said that we were underdogs.
Yeah.
And part of it is thinking that everybody's against us.
Sure.
And in this Tush Push scenario, everyone is against us.
I'm telling you, this is the great motivating factor. This is the motivating thing that we need. We didn't even know we needed this. We needed something to put a battery in our back. This is it.
Mm. I would like to have the play, though.
I'm with Ike.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, Jack.
Good job, Jack.
Jack, you...
Mike, grow a set, buddy.
All right,
Jack.
I have a set. I have a set. Right. I just My lets everyone relax.
Is real, for real.
Yeah, it is.
My leading man is Robert Redford in the Sting.
Yes, sir.
That's a great... You don't
Robert
need
Redford.
To... Now, I like people
Old
giving us a...
Old school leading man right there.
Yes, Redford was the GOAT leading man for a while, I'd say.
Al Pacino, Godfather, man. Come on.
Oh, did we not say Godfather?
Yeah,
oh,
that's okay. on me. I would okay. expect you. You don't even like...
I know
that, movies.
That's, nah, they're too
that's
fake.
That's on me.
Yeah.
yeah.
All right.
That's on me.
What do we have next? Oh, baseball. Phil's back in action tonight.
Uh huh.
The Fightins are back.
High hopes, Jackie. Baseball. High hopes. Ring the bell. Report next.
Ringthebellbook.com.
Report. Yes. Anything particularly interesting in the High Hopes, Jackie baseball report next?
Nah, you're just going to talk about the book.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
book?
We're not just going to talk about the book.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
We'll
the
have
bats,
something,
man.
We'll have something.
No,
good
we're
in
over
there.
The bats.
We're over the bats?
Yeah, who cares?
Okay. I didn't know.
Lindor doesn't have a hit. He uses it all the time.
So you think it was a little bit of an overreaction?
Well, Nestor Cortez sucks. You know, okay. So the Yankees lit him up.
Well, Nestor Cortez does suck.
Yeah.
But all right. 215-592-9494. It is Convince Me Wednesday. Convince me the Eagles aren't going to be worse next year with all of these losses, including the Tush Push. I completely forgot about Goddard, by the way. And next question today, based on, in honor of Val Kilmer, give us a great leading man. High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.